Nick DiGilio here. That's me. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. And here till 5 a.m. Dr. James Hubbard is about to join us. He's been with us before. He is known as the Survival Doctor, and his website is thesurvivaldoctor.com. We have a link up on our Facebook page right now if you'd like to check it out. And again, I always say that you should like our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. His latest book is Living Ready Pocket Manual, First Aid. And if you sign up for his monthly newsletter, you'll receive an e-copy of his first book, The Survival Doctor's Ultimate Emergency Medical Supplies. And we are here to talk about, allergy season is upon us. And he also has some ideas for home remedies and also some great medical uses for vodka, which is a nice thing. He's been on the show before, and we welcome him back, Dr. James Hubbard. Doctor, welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's get a little background on you in case people didn't listen the first time we had you on. Where are you from, and how did you become the survival doctor?
I'm a longtime family doctor. I was born in Mississippi and actually practiced in my hometown for quite a while. Moved out to Colorado Springs here in the last few years and have since that time been mostly practicing part-time and focusing most of my attention on teaching people how to handle medical problems during disasters or any time they can't get to expert help, such as if they're on a hike or if there's an ice storm or 911 is just delayed. I think everybody should have some certain type of at least basics, and then sometimes you need a little bit of that beyond, and I go into that too.
And now the book that people can, if they sign up for the monthly newsletter, they'll receive an e-copy of your first book, The Survival Doctor's Ultimate Emergency Medical Supplies. Tell me how that came together, and what's that book about?
If you sign up for the newsletter, you get my list of recommended supplies. It's a checkoff list. It's a printout, and it's not a book.
Okay.
Now my book is called Living Ready Pocket Manual First Aid. You can get that at you can get it at Sam's starting this week. Just if it's not in supply, ask for it. Also, you can get it on Amazon. You can get it at my website, or you can get it at Barnes & Noble. Again, just ask for it. And the way it came about is it's just a way to have something to pack in your backpack or your bag that you're going to take out somewhere the bag that you have all your supplies in your car or in your home, and it just has no fluff type medical ways to treat medical problems, and not only the first steps but the ones later on, again just in case you're not able to get medical help right away.
Now, have you ever personally been in a situation that required you to use some of these techniques?
When I first started practicing in small town Mississippi, I would say I used some of those techniques and learned a lot from the people that were around me that came in, because back then, this was back in 30 years ago. A lot of people lived out in the country, and it would take 30 minutes or so for the ambulance to get there, and we didn't have trained EMTs and paramedics like they do today, and we weren't that spoiled like that, those people out there, and so they had to make do, and I learned a lot from them, and that's one of the reasons I got into this. Another reason is my mother was always talked about a big tornado that killed about almost 300 people in Tupelo, Mississippi, back in the 40s or right before it, and how many people were out there, and didn't have any help and were injured, and she saw them, think that everybody should be able to at least be able to help other people and help themselves in emergencies like that.
Okay. The Survival Doctor is the website, survivaldoctor.com, and the book is Living Ready Pocket Manual First Aid. How many different scenarios do you cover in the book that people can carry along with them in case an emergency happens? What kind of scenarios do you cover in the book?
I try to cover the things that are general that can happen in any emergency, and so those would be just going into all sorts of wounds, burns, how to do chest compressions, how to choking, how to help with breathing, or if somebody is having trouble breathing, how to hydrate, how to make water that's drinkable, how to clean a wound. I go into what to do if you get too cold or too hot and how to prevent that, and again, what to do if it happens, frostbite, and I go into bites and whether it's spider bites or snake bites or things like that, mm-hmm. and bone and joint injuries also, like sprains, strains, and breaks, and what to do for those.
Now, have you heard back from people responding that your book has really helped them in a situation? Have you gotten feedback from people who've benefited from your books? From your book?
I have. The book hasn't been out that long. It's been out about 3 months now. But yes, I've had people who have learned some things and thought they knew some things and didn't. I've had some people from my website that I have a book out called The Survival Doctor's Guide to Burns, and it's an ebook, and they actually use that book out in some remote area of another country, and some girl had gotten really bad burned, and they went by my book because it was going to be like 3 or 4 days before the doctor got there. So they went by the book to treat her, and that was very encouraging. And I've had some other people that have been to Haiti and have emailed me back that they have used my suggestions and things and really go by that in their little villages out there where there's not very much help.
Wow. Well, it must feel good to know that, you know, this passion that you have has actually helped a lot of people.
Oh, I love that. That's what keeps me going, those sort of things.
Well, you know, we've had the last time we spoke, Doctor, we were in the midst of a horrible cold wave here, cold spell, which we're still not, you know, it's March 26th, and it's about 16 degrees outside right now in Chicago. And so the winter has really, really taken its toll on us here in Chicago. And you actually helped us out with winter, with helping us get through the winter, such a bad winter. It's just been the weather everywhere has been completely crazy. And what's your best advice for getting through the winter?
Well, my best advice is to be prepared early. And as far as if you're out in a car, have plenty of gas, have your cell phone, have it charged up. I recently had that advice, and someone told me that they were out here in the mountains, and their car went dead. And fortunately, they had a cell phone that was still in the area, you know, where they could get some help, but it was just barely working. And so, you know, make sure it's charged up, because that could become a big deal.
Yeah.
Have all your supplies, and I have those on from that list that said you could get it by downloading. But you want to have a little food, you want to have a little water, you want to have some sort of matches or lighter in a waterproof, maybe a can or something like that has a lid on it, like a coffee can, so that it's not only keeps it waterproof, but you could put a little water, a little snow in there and melt it and make something. And also have a blanket. Always have a blanket.
Always, yeah. So just be prepared, basically. Well, we're almost out of the winter. I think the cold spell is going to hang out with us for a while. But once the winter ends, winter did technically end. We are now in spring. Come the allergies. And that's what we really wanted to talk to you about specifically. Once people start getting the allergies come back, and sometimes they're really, really bad. How do you feel about the over-the-counter or the allergy medicine that you can get up at the drugstore? And are there allergy treatments that are alternate to taking the over-counter stuff? First of all, how do you feel about the over-the-counter stuff?
I like it for a lot of people, but I'm so glad you asked early on, because that's when you should start getting treated, is when you start having those symptoms, or even if you know they're coming on. That's when the allergy medicines work the best, is preventive. Once those allergies get a hold of your body, and you know you can get an histamine overload, and it's really hard for anything to work. So yeah, the over the counter medicines, of course, most of them used to be prescription, and now they're over the counter. The Claritins are generic type, you know, the Allegras and the Zyrtex.
Yeah.
They are great, but you need to start them early on. Don't expect them to work miracles in one day. And if they are helping, stay on them for a good while. As with all medications, there are side effects to them, and so be sure to read up on how to take them, what the side effects are, and do everything right. But and there are, you know, some interactions with those medications. So they're, you know, they're. Just because they're over the counter doesn't mean they're completely safe. You got to take them seriously.
Yeah.
But if start them early, continue them every day and don't stop them and just use them as needed. They don't work as well that way.
And so if you start early, are you saying it's best to start when the symptoms just begin, like when you get that feeling like, uh-oh, I can tell my allergies are starting to act up? Or should you even start taking them if you have no symptoms? Is that a way to do it?
If it were me, I'd start when the symptoms just start flaring up a little bit. But people who really have bad ones and just have it every year and they can predict it, you know, might as well go ahead and start it early.
Yeah. And so, you know, a lot of the stuff, when did these start to become over-the-counter and not, they used to be, a lot of these used to be all prescription-based, but now, when did that loosen up? When did those rules loosen up?
I don't know exactly. It was just a few years back. Years get away from me. I remember, though, back not too many years ago, I had to give prescriptions for them. And, you know, like I said, there's the same medications now. A lot of those things end up being over-the-counter if they're proven to be pretty safe and they're, you know, not easy to overdose and they don't have a lot of side effects or habit forming or anything like that. Mm-hmm. So, fortunately, those are some of the ones. Now, Benadryl, diphenhydramine, Benadryl works just as well, but, of course, the problem there is it makes you sleepy. And unless you're trying to go to sleep, that's a problem for a lot of people, including me.
And obviously, always read the package thoroughly and know the side effects and the instructions on taking the medication, obviously.
Obviously, that's true, because there are some interactions with prescription medicines with these drugs. So, you know, read it up and make sure.
Okay. All right. But all right. Hang on a second, doctor. Dr. James Hubbard is with us. He is known as the Survival Doctor and runs the website thesurvivaldoctor.com. His latest book is Living Ready Pocket Manual First Aid. It's nice. It's small. You can fit it in your pocket in your backpack so you can take it if you're traveling in case an emergency happens. It's got tons of different scenarios that will help you out in medical emergencies and emergencies when you need help. And you can also get a list of the Survival Doctor's ultimate emergency medical supplies if you sign up for his monthly newsletter at the website. And we have a link on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Nick D Show. More advice for getting through allergy season. And we're going to talk about the top medical uses for vodka. That and more as we continue talking to Dr. James Hubbard. It's Nick DiGilio on 720 WGN. It's Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of the Tribune Tower. Here till 5 a.m. We'll hang out with Steve Cochran and the gang after 5 as well. And we are here talking with Dr. James Hubbard. He is known as the Survival Doctor. His website is thesurvivaldoctor.com. And you can get his latest book, Living Ready Pocket Manual First Aid, a very helpful book that is pocket-sized so that you can carry it with you as you travel. And it's a great, great book that gives you advice and helps you in scenarios where you could be in an emergency situation and need some medical help. And this is a great way of doing that. Now, we're talking about allergy season, and you know, we were just talking about the over-the-counter methods, the pills that you can take, the medicine that you can take. And Dr. James Hubbard is with us, says start early. And because that's the only way it's preventative. Once the allergies kick in, it takes a longer time for the medicines to help out. But Dr. James Hubbard is back. Doctor, welcome back.
Thank you.
And what are some, you know, everybody has these, you know, old wives' tales about medical home remedies, you know, that have been passed down from generation to generation. You know what I'm talking about, Doctor.
I do.
What are some of the allergy-related home remedies that actually work? What are some of the things that people can do that isn't medication?
A lot of them haven't been studied, but some of them have, and one of them is I recently did a post on remedies, home remedies, and I asked for comments, and I got so many comments about people liking raw local honey. Now, there's not a lot of studies that show that helps that much, but it can help some, and a lot of people think it helps a lot. It's another one of those things where you need to start early, though. You need to start taking about a half a teaspoon of raw local honey every day. And there's some reasons why, at least in theory, it can fight off some allergies.
And what are those reasons?
Well, one thing is they're tiny, because of the bees coming and going and things. There are tiny doses of pollen in the honey, mm-hmm. So it's felt that maybe theoretically, at least, that the honey, it can act kind of like getting a allergy shot. You start off really slow, and your body kind of gets used to this pollen that's that you're getting exposed to at a little bit at a time, and finally, you know, stops making those histamines to try to fight it off. So that's one theory. Another theory is honey is a good anti-inflammatory medicine. It's just has a lot of those good effects, and some people think that that's why, because, you know, allergies have a lot of inflammation, you know, with the runny nose and the swelling and the watery eyes and things, and they think that might help.
Mm. Now, what about if you are going to be outdoors and if you're hiking and you're kind of away from society? What are some of the things that you should have with you, some of the things that can help you if you're outside and you want to prevent these allergies from taking you over and ruining your vacation?
Well, let me say one thing about the raw honey. Children under about 1 to 2 years old should not take any. There have been some instances where there are little bacterial spores that can stay in honey, and they've never known to hurt any adults, but small children, they have been able to cause some serious problems.
Oh,
now,
okay.
Back to the outdoors thing. The best thing I think you can do is try to cover up as best you can. If you have a mask or just a scarf to keep those pollens off of you. Now, a lot of those pollens are really very tiny, and some of them will get through, but it'll be a help. And as soon as you get in, if you're out so that you can get in, wash your face off good, wash your eyes, wash your nose. And, of course, even if you're out and you have some extra water that's other than your regular drinking water, use that and wash good. Wash all that pollen away.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, you know, you've got what are some of the best ways, you know, you get not just allergies, but what are some of the best ways for you, in your opinion, that you deal with headaches? What are some of the best ways to deal with that? Because obviously some of the sinus stuff and some of the allergies cause headaches. What are some some ways to stop headaches?
Well, certainly sinus problems are a cause of headaches. And I'd like to mention the neti pot, sinus irrigation, for anybody that has sinus trouble or that has allergies. Use it like once a day. It's like some salt water that you get up in your nose. You can use what you call a neti pot, N-E-T-I pot,
yeah, mm-hmm.
something, or you could just sniff some up. Now, and it kind of irrigates all those pollens and all that mucus and everything out. So that might help not only allergies, but, you know, headaches. There's one caveat on that. Nowadays, you're supposed to just use sterile water or sterile solutions for that, because there have been these rare instances of people using a neti pot with tap water and having a brain-eating amoeba, if you've heard of that. That's actually something that's happened to a very handful of people, but still enough to make people worry about it, because it is lethal. Let's see now. You were asking me about headaches.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, a couple of things. There are exercises, first off, and I have those on my website. People who have headaches can do stretches, neck stretches, and sometimes that'll help considerably, even with an early migraine, but especially with tension headaches. There are a couple of things that people use that are herbs for headaches. One is butterbur. It's also good for allergies. It's called B-U-T-T-E-R-B-U-R.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the problem with that is, I would say anything that helps you can also harm you. So, you know, there are side effects. Just because it's natural doesn't mean it doesn't have side effects. And some people who are allergic to ragweed and other things like that are allergic to butterbur. So that's unfortunate, but it still is good for headaches. Mm-hmm. In some people. Feverfew is another one. Feverfew, a lot of people know about that. You can take that, and it is good for prevention of migraines.
Okay. Very quickly, I have in front of me your list of top five vodka uses. And again, we don't condone the use of vodka. This is in a pinch, right? I mean, if you know what I mean? This is not vodka is not a medical supply, but in a pinch, it can help out. You can wash your hands with vodka. You can disinfect. You can prevent sore throat infection. You can clean surfaces. This is an interesting one. You can dry out your ears with vodka. How does that work?
Well, vodka is an alcohol, and you can put a couple of drops of rubbing alcohol in your ears, and it'll dry those out if you have a little extra moisture in there, and like a swimmer's ear or something. Now, it could burn, it could hurt to do that, right. You know, as far as sensation, but it can definitely dry out. Yeah. And yeah, the things that I mentioned about vodka are the non-drinking type of things. Even with the gargling, unfortunately, you need to spit it back out.
Yeah, well, they're soothing a toothache. You can dry out cold sores. You can clean surfaces with it and all kinds of. And again, this is in a pinch. If you've got nothing else and you've got a bottle of vodka and you need to do some of these things, this is what you can do. And all this stuff is available on your website, thesurvivaldoctor.com, and people can get your book, Living Ready Pocket Manual First Aid. And if you sign up for your monthly newsletter, you'll receive the list in ebook form of the Survival Doctor's Ultimate Emergency Medical Supplies. Always be prepared is the lesson here. Always be prepared. And as allergy season approaches us, start to take your medication as early as possible and always just be prepared. Dr. Hubbard, always a pleasure to have you on the show, and I really appreciate it.
Always a pleasure to get on the show.
All right. Take care. There's Dr. James Hubbard. He is known as the Survival Doctor. It's important to be prepared, and this guy has pretty much distilled his entire practice to helping people in emergency situations. Always be prepared, and a great way to do that is to get his book and to get his tips at thesurvivaldoctor.com. All right. We'll take a quick break here on 720 WGN. It's Nick DiGilio.